the Garda Represent Association has always felt that the closure of Garda stations in rural and urban stations was a retrograde step and represented a break in that vital link with communities, particularly in rural Ireland and in rural communities like Donegal. So certainly we would not consider that there are better ways of policing. We consider that it's a very cost-effective way, it serves communities well, and it enhances confidence in policing. Having a local guard that people know by person, who feel comfortable speaking to, is a very effective way of building a strong policing service and ensuring that vital link with individuals and with communities that is so effective in providing policing and gleaning information and providing crime prevention advice to members of the public.
Some may argue, though, that Gardaí in cars are more mobile to tackle crime in rural areas. You don't believe that's the case?
Gardaí have to be available in cars to respond, and response policing is very much part of the overall policing picture. It plays a very vital part. But response policing alone does not compensate for effective communication between Gardaí and their communities. And research across the world in both rural and urban environments show that effective policing is built on strong links with the community, and that link is through a person who has a permanent tie and a permanent commitment to a community and is based in a community. Yes, we need response policing, but what's happening in Ireland is community police officers have been pulled away from community policing to provide response policing only, which we would call fire brigade policing. And while we need first responders to respond to major incidents and any incidents, we think that the tradition of an Garda Síochána has been that we have been embedded in communities since the foundation of the state, and anything that jeopardises that or weakens that link to communities, we don't see as anything other than a negative.